Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob, give us your website, please.
www.smallbusaccelerator.com.
Smallbusaccelerator.com. So check that out, folks. That's where they can find out more about your program, right, Bob?
Absolutely. A bunch of free training. Just go there and get it and use it to make more money, folks.
All right. So check it out, folks. Bob, thank you for this, for making it available for free. We like free around here. Bob, let's talk some more about this, about financial objectives. In the last segment, we talked quite a bit about compensation. We talked quite a bit about cash flow. What would you think would be the next most important objective to have financially for your small business this year?
Well, financially for your business this year, I think you also need to very clearly understand your product margins and your service margins.
Yeah.
Now, let me back up a minute because this is important for everybody to understand. Most companies have too many objectives. You have to narrow these down. And you say, how many? I'd say no more than six. Six objectives at the owner level. And then everything cascades down from that, Jim, because when people have too many, they don't know what to focus on.
Right.
So I would focus definitely on also my product margins and my service margins. Which ones are my cash generators? Which ones are thin or potentially losing? And then I want you to implement what I call root cause analysis inside of your business. And that's another thing I teach for free on the Small Business Accelerator, on how to reduce your internal cost structure in a way that it's permanent and it'll allow you to improve those margins of your products and services.
But, you know, Bob, it's obviously it's important to improve your expenses. But folks, your expense needs to be – you need to be tracking expenses really in relationship to your profit margins, don't you, Bob? I mean, that's the profit margin, your gross profit and your net profit, those numbers, knowing what the numbers are, knowing what the percentages are, those are great ways to see how you're doing from the standpoint of watching your cost of goods sold, from the standpoint of whether when you get your cost of goods sold and you feel like you can't do any better than that and you want to increase your margins, you know, then you do a better job of selling. You increase your sale price or whatever. I mean, all those percentages really can come in handy to manage to help you make decisions, can't they?
They absolutely do. And in today's market, we know it's a little harder to increase the prices. So what I want everybody to understand is you can reduce your cost in a unique way. And that unique way is think about all the repetitive problems, issues that your company faces, whether it be accounts receivables, scrap, rework, has to do with employee complaints, has to do with customer complaints.
So you're talking a lot about quality control here.
This is so important because we're just letting money run out of our business.
Yeah.
And those are profit dollars,
yeah.
Jim.
Well, you know, there's probably a few issues that I've talked about more on this show than the quality process. And what we've done here, Bob, is to explain to folks that quality service may make your customer happy, but it's not going to make your bottom line happy. Quality process will make your customer and your bottom line happy. Quality service is when you make a mistake and you hot shot the thing out there, you get it fixed right away. Boy, we sure took care of that customer, but it also cost you money. Quality process is when you didn't let it get broken to start with, and the customer got what they wanted, and you didn't have to spend a bunch of money fixing it. And that's the difference.
Jim, I couldn't have said it better.
Well, we talked about it a lot on the show, but I'd like your thoughts on it.
Well, I think what people really need now is the template to do it, to show them step by step how to deal with those internal process problems. And that's what I focus on, because just talking about it to me is theory. And that's why I wrote this theory goodbye.
Right.
How about showing people how to do this stuff, hold them by the hand with their data, and walk them through this so they can see those results change positively on their own.
And you know, one thing, Bob, folks can do is folks just look around and see how many times you guys have to redo something. You have to fix it. You have to, your customer's unhappy and you make them happy and you're so proud because you made a customer happy. What if they never got unhappy to start with? Look around and see how many times that's happening. Maybe that'd be one thing, good thing to measure with. And I mean, just on a visual basis, so to speak, just, you know, see how many times something got thrown away or got broken or had to be fixed. That'd give you a wake up call, wouldn't it, Bob?
It's a great way to start. In fact, you don't even need to put in some very sophisticated system to do that. You know, when I work with small businesses, we can use Excel spreadsheets really easily.
Right.
And we can come up with tracking those things you just talked about. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised each month when you look at the volume of those problems, how many you really have.
Bob, we're going to get you back, if you will. Come back and talk some more about these things in the future. Give us that website one more time before you go, please.
www.smallbizaccelerator.com.
SmallBizAccelerator.com. Thank you, Bob, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.